Hey, beauty pros, welcome to Beauty Business Breakthroughs. My name is Shara, your guide to success in the beauty industry. In each episode, I'm going to be sharing my tips, tricks, and real life experiences. Plus, we'll bring in industry experts to drop their game-changing advice. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, get ready for practical insights that will elevate your beauty business. Let's dive in. Hello, and thank you for joining us today on Beauty Business Breakthroughs. I am excited to be speaking with Claude, who is originally from Montreal.
Hi,
Absolutely. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about you, all that good stuff.
So my name's Claude, as Shara said, and I'm originally from Montreal, but I live in Vegas, been living there for 3 years. I was a backup dancer for 18 years out of Los Angeles. And yeah, when 2020 hit, well, I had my son January 2020 when I was 38. And then COVID hit, as we all know, the pandemic hit March of that year, and the whole entertainment industry shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And I had really, really bad postpartum depression, anxiety, suicidal ideation, just being stuck in the house. And every day I would pray for, like, I need something to do. Now, mind you, like, as a dancer, I haven't necessarily always been very business minded. It was always like, okay, like, I'm the artist. I show up, I dance. You either book me or you don't. Next.
Right. Right.
So I didn't know, like, how to start a business. But one day, my friend posted something on her Facebook. It was December 28th, 2020. And it said, like, you can do what I do for $21 this month. And I thought, I've seen her videos. She just puts on makeup.
Right.
I text her, I'm like, what do you do? And like, I think I want to do it. So to be honest, my first business I ever started was an online network marketing skincare and makeup business.
Right. And so for those of you that are not familiar with that, there is a ton of different business opportunities when it comes to network marketing. They also call them MLMs, things of that nature. So basically, for those of you who are not familiar with it, you might buy in, there's like an entry fee or whatever, and you have a support team. So it definitely has that business model, that entrepreneur model, with the support of your upline or your sponsor, as well as headquarters and things of that nature. So you're kind of sponsoring or promoting this business. And then as you bring people in, right, you're making money off of them and things of that nature. So, okay, so you started doing that with her, and this was a, like you said, a beauty business, skincare, makeup.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how did that go?
I immediately fell in love because A, it gave me something to do. B, I like opened up to my network, my audience on Instagram, and told them, like, listen, I'm doing this because I'm trying to get out of depression. I need something to do, and hopefully I can bring a good product to you and help you with your skin while I do that. And it gave me purpose. So I went from what am I doing with my life to now I'm getting up every day, I'm going live, I'm doing my makeup, and it just brought me back to life, honestly.
Good. Yeah. And I think- love to hear that. And just to kind of piggyback off of that, one thing that I talk about with my listeners and my followers on social media as well is mental health is so important. Postpartum depression, I think that COVID really sent us for a loop. I actually didn't have a bout of depression until 21, but it was because of my COVID recovery. So I spent 2 years in depression myself. And just recently, within the last 9 months, came out of it. And so I completely understand. I relate to it. I know the importance of mental health and taking care of that, recognizing what you need. And then the fact that you're able to come out of it, find yourself again, you know what I mean? And not everyone can even understand it. It's like, well, what's your problem? You know what I mean? Just especially for me, right? You've got this successful business. Why would you possibly be depressed? It's like you don't understand like how mental health works, right? So
Right.
I applaud you 100% for being able to find something that gave you passion and that zest for life to be able to kind of take you out of that dark place. So that's amazing.
And I think, like, if there's any entrepreneurs, business women out there who maybe don't have kids yet, like, I think one of the things that happens to us when we are high performance women and we're high achievers and we're used to working a lot, and then all of a sudden you have a kid and you're asked to slow down. Now my worth is not based on how much,
Production.
but yeah, it's based on like keeping this baby alive, which I think for a lot of women,
Every day.
yeah, 24 hours a day, you're a farm animal at first. And you guys, like that threw me for a loop. I mean, I was not, you can't, no one can prepare you for that, but I think it's important to, I think, talk about that and be like, it's okay if you don't feel immediately fulfilled by this job as a mom, because we are so used to being in business and working and our value is there. And so that was definitely one of the hardest transitions for me. So when I found this business, it really did bring me back to life, because I'm not a stay-at-home mom. Like, I'm not made for that.
No, I 100% agree. Like, I had my kids young, so I can understand and relate. I had postpartum depression with my first two, and I was young. I was 18 when I had my first, and I was 21 when I had my second. And I 100% like knew. And you figure this is in the 90s. So imagine how much the medical space has, how far it's come, right? And then this is back when it was taboo. You didn't really talk about it. All of those things. I don't think I got, well, matter of fact, I know I did not get help for that. You know, I just kind of suffered through it. And, but I 100% know that it was there. And I tried to do the stay-at-home mom thing myself in my early 20s. And I was like, and the stay-at-home mom thing for me was going to college and sending my kids to daycare. And that still was like not fulfilling enough. I'm like, I needed the mental stimulation and the adult interaction. And I need all of those things for my mental health. Again, right? Taking it back to that mental health. But I knew that that's what I needed. Like I tried and I was like, yeah, this isn't. I think I did one semester, maybe a semester, maybe 2 semesters. And I was like, yeah, this isn't gonna work.
And it's so important to like really just, you honored yourself. You're like, I don't care what everyone else thinks I'm supposed to be doing and how I'm supposed to be feeling. Like, for my mental health, this is what I need to do.
This is what works for me. This is what works for my family. And I think what you said is very important, recognizing the problem and the solution that works for you is the most important thing, because otherwise it's going to just continue to grow and it's going to continue to get worse. And you're going to continue to put that mask on and you're going to continue to hide and you're not going to continue to be able to show up in your business or show up in your personal life the way that you need to. Because I always say, if I'm not taking care of me, I can't take care of anyone in my circle, right? That means my spouse, that means my kids, my friends, my family, my whoever, right? My support team with my business. It doesn't matter. If I'm not taking care of me mentally, emotionally, financially, spiritually, all of those things, right? Just my overall health, then I can't show up the way I need
Everybody.
to,
No.
right? Because as women, we are used to taking care of everyone else and we take care of ourselves last,
Very
right?
true. Yeah.
And we have to take that back and go, no, we have to be first so we can show up the way we need to.
Yes.
So I love that you were able to, again, you know, just recognize that. So how long did you do your network marketing business? And what went on there?
So I did that for a year and a half, and I do want to say that mentors, because we were talking about mentors, and like mentorship in business is probably the most like valuable thing ever. And my mentor was okay, but there was one girl in that company who would post like the most awesome information, but she would post like shit that I'd never seen before. I'd be like, what is this term? And I sought her out. Like, I couldn't be on her team because I had already signed up under somebody else, but I sought her out. I was like, Stephanie, I will pay you to mentor me. And you guys, she obviously, like, at first she was like, no, you know, we can't. And then I eventually left that company and she became my mentor. And it was, she took me from like, she doubled my income in 1 month because of her mentorship. So I wanted to put that out there. And then, so what happened is while I'm building this business, my health was suffering. I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease after having my son. I had gained 35 pounds and I was searching for answers to that. So as I'm doing this, I find this functional nutritionist and she reversed my autoimmune and helped me lose 35 pounds.
That is amazing.
Thank you. So now I'm like 41. I'm like feeling I'm my healthiest ever. Not right now, but at the time. I also started dabbling in other business mentors. So Bedros Kulian was one of them, and I would do like his group stuff. And one day he sent out a thing. He's like, I'm having a summit, and my husband and I support everything he does. So we show up, and then there's this guy who gets on stage, Wes Watson. And he's immediately like cussing right away. And I'm like, oh my God, I love this guy. He's so real. He's so raw. And then he goes, if you have saved yourself from something, if you've overcome something, it is now your job to do the same for other people. It hit me like,
A ton of
okay,
bricks.
I'm helping women with skincare and makeup, but I know how to help them heal their bodies and lose weight. What am I doing? So I made the decision in that moment to hire him as my mentor. And he said, like, you can figure things out. You'll figure them out.
As you go.
But when you get a mentor, you expedite that process. Like, you go from 1 to 100 in half the time, a quarter of the time it's going to take you if you sit there and you're trying to figure it out on your own. And ever since that, I mean, I've had a mentor on my lines at all time, and he taught me like how to start this online coaching business, and so here we are now doing that.
That is amazing. Like, I absolutely love that. I attribute, or the analogy that I use, because I had an interview a few months back where somebody had asked me, right, do you think that you can learn from people who are not successful in whatever, right? And I said, absolutely. Why? Because I can learn from their mistakes. So very much like as a parent, right? And I don't know how old your child is, but
Sure.
okay. So as a parent, right, as your child gets a little bit older or whatever, my children are all adults.
Okay.
So, but in their teens, I would try to teach them and guide them based on the mistakes that I had made as a teenager, as a young adult. Right. Okay. This is the advice I'm giving you because I don't want you to walk in that same path. Right. I want you to do better than I did. So, very much similar to mistakes that I have made along the way to pave who I am, I'm going to give you the advice because of those mistakes. Do you see what I'm saying? So, it's not necessarily like, oh, I'm taking advice from somebody who's not successful. It's more so taking advice from somebody who's made mistakes, right? Because you learn from those mistakes. And very similar to what you were saying in terms of being able to expedite process with working with a coach, working with a mentor. Why? Because they've paved the way and they're going, hey, you don't have to fumble through it. right? And figure it out on your own.
Correct.
I'm going to expedite because I know, nope, don't do that. Nope, that doesn't work. Oh, yep. Do this instead. Okay, do this the way you want to do it, but add this too.
Yeah.
Right? Or tweak it and remove that or whatever. But I really do feel like the ability to give advice, whether it's personal or in business, really does rely on learning from our mistakes.
But don't you think, like, because to me, anyone who's successful has made mistakes.
Oh, absolutely.
But then they figured out
eventually
along the way how to get right. successful. Even like someone in, I'm not going to really take advice about like marriage from My someone feet. Who is not, has not sustained a successful marriage.
Right.
They've made mistakes, but they also have not figured out how to have a successful marriage. So my thing is like, if you don't have the product or the result that I'm looking for, I'm definitely not going to listen to you.
Right. I do think also with like, with you having, you know, cause I was in a network marketing company before as well.
Oh.
And it was one and done. I had swore up and down I would never do one. And then I actually tried the product. It worked really well for me. I was like blown away. And I found myself like naturally telling people about it because I'm like, girl, you have got to try this, yada, yada. But anyways, I say all of that to say, and I lost my train of thought. I love when that happens.
I was talking about like, if you don't have the result that I want, I
right.
won't listen to
okay.
you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So because you have been able to reverse your autoimmune disorder and get healthy, you are your own best example. You are your own best client or results or testimony,
yes.
right? Very similar to me. I'm like, I'm not just giving you this advice and I'm pulling numbers out of a hat, right? I'm telling you what I did firsthand,
right,
to get these results, right?
Yeah.
And so that was how I was able to be successful in the network marketing company, because I was my own model of these results, because I was using their skincare, I was using their health and wellness line and things of that nature, and people were seeing the results. Like, it's a no-brainer, right?
Yeah.
So I think those are the people that do most definitely make the best coaches, the best mentors, because we are learning from our own
Yeah.
examples.
And we are like walking, like I need a walking testimony of like what I'm looking for. Like, do you have it? Do you look like it? And if you don't, like even the lady who saved my health.
Right.
I saw her on the beach. Okay. We were literally at like this little couples meetup thing and she's prancing around with her little butt hanging out. And I'm like, oh my God, this girl's body is amazing. Like I need my butt to look like that. And, you know, as superficial as that might be or whatever it
oh,
is.
Oh, I know what you mean though.
I went up to her. I'm like, are you a trainer? And she's like, actually, no, I'm a functional medicine practitioner. I'm like, I don't know what that is. But she ended up being the perfect person to save me. And the reason why I trusted her was because she lived and walked what I wanted to be.
I 100% completely agree with that, with my listeners being beauty entrepreneurs, service providers. I'm like, you can't show up right to work looking crazy. When I had hired an assistant, you know, I was looking for that person. And again, like you said, not to be superficial, but I was looking for that person who was attractive, did have a nice body or whatever. I wasn't looking for a perfect person because, by God, I'm not perfect, right?
Sure.
But
sure.
you can't be overweight and you're trying to teach,
no,
you know, health and wellness. It's like when you go to the hairstylist and her hair's looking a hot mess and you're like, how am I going to trust you to do my hair?
Yes.
No, you know?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So you do 100% have to kind of walk that walk. And when I do meet people out in public and they're, oh, what, you know, what do you do for a living? You know, this, whatever, the small talk. And I tell them that, like, you know what? That doesn't surprise me. Like, you're a beautiful person, the way you carry yourself, you know, you're well-dressed, all of those things, right? It's not surprising. I would hate for someone to be like, you're in the beauty industry? Like,
right?
You know, like that would be embarrassing to me, right? You have to represent your brand in so many different ways.
Yes.
It really is more than just a nice logo and a pretty website.
Oh, absolutely. It's so much, it goes so beyond that. I used to go to all these like business things and conferences while I was doing my skincare and makeup network marketing business. And I would show up with no makeup on. And like, cause I'm not a huge make, like I wasn't a makeup person.
Neither was I.
And a friend of mine was like, Claude, you sell makeup and you show up here looking like a hot mess with no makeup on. Like your skin is nice. And I'm like, you're right. If I'm selling makeup, I need to look like my makeup needs to be beat every day, you know?
Right. Especially, 100%. Like I have never been much of a makeup person either. So I'm lucky that now, you know, I work from home and I don't really have to show up online with my makeup done. However, kind of tying this back to mental health, I would say about 2 months ago, I made a switch. So, you know, I'm very much like, get up in the morning, brush your teeth, whatever, throw your hair up, throw on your house outfit for the day, right? And go get it moving, right? And then I won't really like do myself and take a shower and get ready unless I'm supposed to leave the house, which is not very frequent, but whatever. So 2 months ago, I started, before I even went downstairs, before I even let the dogs out, before I made a cup of coffee, before I did anything, taking a shower, doing my hair, doing a light bit of makeup and putting on something somewhat decent, right? A nicer version of my house outfit. And the amount of, or the increase in productivity, okay, because it put me in a better space. It put me in a place that I was ready to show up online at all times. If I needed to do some recording or for content and different things like that, whether it's posted that day or not, I was ready. But it also just put me in that I'm ready to be productive mode.
Yes.
And my mental health improved. It was already improving, but that was one of the steps, right, to help it improve even more.
Right. I love
that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I feel like I always talk a lot about like communication and how it's like the universal solvent. And all I hear is like, you started waking up and like communicating with your face and your body and like makeup, and you're putting attention there. And of course that brings it to life. You start to feel better about yourself as opposed to like getting up and just like, I'm not going to look at myself. I'm not trying. You know what I mean? Like that, I feel like you're closing off flows that way. And then when you get up and you take care, you said it earlier, self-care.
Girl, yes. I love the way that you put it though, communicating with yourself.
Yeah.
So a few weeks ago, I was sick and my mindset is like, let me take a shower to wash off the sickness, right? Sometimes you have to not literally physically wash it off, okay? But it's a mental of, let me take a shower and get ready. Even if I don't feel good, I'm going to mentally tell myself I'm feeling better, to get in that position of feeling better, right?
Yeah.
And so I didn't realize that that wasn't a common thing, but it's very much like what you're saying. When I take that shower to wash off the sickness, again, it's like not literally, okay? It's in theory. I am communicating with myself, with my body, with my internal organs, with my whatever, right? My mental, that I'm getting better, that I'm healthy.
Yes.
And like you said, when you're taking that shower in the morning and putting on some makeup, I'm communicating with myself that I am beautiful, that I am productive, that I am ready to show up online in my business for my family, whatever, whether I leave the house or not. So I love communicating with myself.
Yeah. Like I tell my clients, like, if you're not willing to take progress pics and get
Oh,
on the
yeah.
scale and communicate with your body, like, you're not going to get results. You have to confront something to communicate with it, first of all.
Right.
First of all, say, okay, there is a problem, and like, I have to look at it, I have to see it, and now talk to it.
Right. That is so true. Progress pics are my all-time favorite, and I'm like super OCD when it comes to them.
Oh, good.
So when, you know, and this was even back when I was in the network marketing company, like that's how I learned, like, no, you need to the same exact angle with the same exact this, and make sure your underwear is showing the exact same way. And what is your background looking like? And you know what I'm saying? Not, you don't want, I think it's one of my pet peeves, totally side note, since we're talking about progress pics, but like I can't stand when somebody's taking, you know, like a body sculpting pic or a weight loss pic or an exercise pic or whatever, and they like pull their pants down and you can like see the pants wrapped around at their ankles or their shins, you know, their calves. Do you know what I'm talking
Oh,
about?
yes.
You're just
Yes.
like, you
Just
could
take them
crop
off
them.
or crop it. I know. I know.
That is too funny.
I go about it too. I like wear the same outfit every single picture, same time of day, same angle, same lighting, same look.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Same part of the house. Okay, let me make sure the lighting is good here. That is too funny. Well,
Yeah.
listen, it has been amazing to talk to you, and I really appreciate you taking time with me today. Let me know, or let my listeners know, I should say, what is one thing that stands out to you as a woman, an entrepreneur, a mother, a wife, when you're starting a business? What is one thing that you would tell your old self, right? Take yourself back to when you first started, whether it's the network marketing or your coaching, like just one word of advice.
Grow. Like, growth is inevitable. Lean into the discomfort, lean into the fear, lean into the doubt, and just keep growing and just keep getting better at confronting like the scary parts of growing a business, because it does get scary and it does get like, oh my God. And the more you just become a badass at like, okay, this means growth, this means good, we're going to the next level, as opposed to like having anxiety about it, right? Mental health, like, just know that's happening for you and for your business, and just keep growing through it.
Right. I feel like sometimes we recognize, like when in my situation, when certain things are happening, I'm like, oh, it's because I'm growing. It's because of, you know, like I'm able to recognize this is why they're happening, which is, like you said, the growth,
Yeah.
the evolution of me as an entrepreneur, me
Right.
as a woman. My business, right, is evolving, and these little squeaky, quirky, negative things are popping up because of that. Because sometimes that stuff has to occur, or people fall off, or whatever, in order for you to grow, right?
Yeah, because
I
that
love
next
that.
level of business that you want requires next level of you. Like, if your business starts to not do well, work on you.
Right. Right.
Don't work on the business, work on you. Because one of my mentors, again, he said, your level of success will never exceed your level of self-development. So self-develop if you want your business to pop. And, you know, Self-development is never like rainbows and butterflies.
No, girl. I just had my therapy session. I have therapy every other week. And
Nice.
I'm just so thankful for her. I've been with her for 3.5 years. And it's probably just been the last 6 months that we've been able to go every other week. And just talking about things that happen and recognizing the growth within myself, right? Not only as a person, as a mother, as a friend, as an entrepreneur, I know 100% that I wouldn't be where I'm at today without that therapy, with, you know, in communicating and how I communicate and a lot of those things. So awesome. Again, thank you so much for joining us. And can you please just take some time really quick? Let us know how to get in contact with you, what your social media is, your website, all that good stuff. If somebody is interested in either supporting you or potentially doing business with you.
So the best place is Instagram at Glow Up with Claude, Claude. You can also check out my website, which is glowupwithclaude.com.
Okay.
And those two are like my go-tos. So.
Right. Awesome. Again, thank you so much, Claude, for joining us today and just taking the time out, even while you're on vacation. I love that. You're better than me. I struggle with that sometimes.
I get it. But it's my pleasure to be here. I'm honored. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, thank you so much for listening to this episode. And we will see you next time on Beauty Business Breakthroughs.
Bye.
That's a wrap for today's Beauty Business Breakthroughs. I hope you found these insights valuable and actionable for your beauty business. Remember, success in this industry is within your reach. If you're hungry for more and ready to take your beauty business to the next level, consider joining our Get Fully Booked Accelerator program. We are dedicated to helping beauty professionals like you achieve extraordinary success with strategies that can take your business to 10K per month and beyond. Simply send us a direct message on Instagram, Lux Beauty and Body Co., with the word success, and we'll provide you with all of the details on how you can be a part of this game-changing program. Your journey to a thriving beauty business starts now. Thank you again for tuning in, and until next time, stay inspired, stay motivated, and keep making those beauty business breakthroughs.